compassionate truth for correction in righteousness. The man of God may become thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Here in Richmond, Virginia. Want to come to that breakfast? You better call us ASAP, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or 804-754-1822. That's 804-754-1822. God bless you. Be a blessing. Be in prayer for those who gather tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia. It's going to be a great time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And remember, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver. And certainly, Ron is going to be talking about what's going on financially. And I think that everybody should understand that we're on the edge of what I believe is the destruction of the financial structure of the Western world. Everything is built upon the dollar. There's nothing behind the dollar. Certainly, our governments are actually creating $1 trillion every year simply to keep the whole economy from collapsing. What's going to happen? Well, sooner or later, why, the whole thing is going to collapse as we know it. Is it going to be a matter of weeks, months, years? I don't know, and neither does anybody else. But you cannot go on indefinitely with a paperback currency when the federal government has to create $1 trillion a year, $85 billion a month, just out of nothing to try to keep the whole system from collapsing. Good evening, Ron. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Will you give us your interpretation? People have heard what I say, and they know that I'm concerned about the fact that most people, if they certainly are making conventional investments in stocks and in bonds or in pension funds and in annuities and money deposited in the bank, most of these people are going to get wiped out when they would destroy the value of the currency, unless, of course, they're able to get out of those monetary increments almost instantaneously when the whole thing turns down, and we don't know when that's going to be. People need to begin making their plans now accordingly, and tell us your thoughts on what's going to happen. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But somebody's got to warn the people. I'll do the best I can to point out that we're certainly on the verge of a collapse, because there's no incidents in all history where you've had a paper money, a paper currency that has lasted indefinitely, and sooner or later, it's going to all come apart. Ron, pick up the story and give us your thoughts.
Well, you know, the predicament the U.S. and the West is in now is not something that just happened over the last few years. It's been developing over a long period of time. As I started thinking about what to talk about tonight, I started to realize, you know, I've been going on the air with you, Dr. Stan, for what, 12, 13 years?
Something like that, yeah. Good long while.
So I thought I would just give a quick overview of some of the things we talked about, and it really plays out like a novel, or unfortunately plays out like a soap opera. But if you'll recall, back in the early 2000s, you know, I was talking about how I think China is playing us for a fool. And what they're really saying to the U.S., listen, as long as you'll send all your plants and technology overseas and buy up the things we make to build our infrastructure, we will be your buddy. We'll pat you on the back. In fact, we'll take a lot of our profits and turn around and buy treasury bonds to finance your deficit. But as we build our infrastructure year after year after year, then we're going to need you less and less and less. And the day will come sometime in the future where we can turn the tide on you because the borrower becomes the slave to the lender. As we accumulate all your debt, we become in the driver's seat. You know, I don't know about you. I've heard stories that the middle class in China is now greater than the population of the U.S. So there's no doubt that China has been building for many, many years. But as we send all of our plants and equipment and technology overseas and import the same things, and we became a consumer nation, our tax base started to erode because we weren't producing anything and we were spending more money year after year on welfare spending and social programs.
Hold that thought, Ron. Right now, China is the second largest economy in the world, and within about 3 or 4 years, it's going to be the largest economy in the world, and America will start its downward decline.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Brown. And, Ron, we don't seem to have the best telephone line. I'm going to ask you to hang up. I'm going to ask our call screener this evening, our producer, to call you right back. Okay, see if we can get a better line? Okay, fine. So we're going to hang up here. Hopefully, Andy will go ahead and we'll see if we can get a better line. But basically, what Ron is simply saying is that the one reason the dollar's done well is because everything was had to be bought with petrodollars. But what happens when that changes? What happens when China's currency increasingly becomes a means of exchange? And what nobody wants to talk about is certainly that China and India and Malaysia and Brazil and Russia and I think one other country, South Africa, have all gotten together and they've agreed to come up and certainly as far as dealing in oil or anything else, they're using their own currencies between themselves rather than using the dollar. And of course, this is going to have a great impact upon the stability of the dollar down the line. America certainly is doing well financially because, of course, of the petrodollar, and certainly Saudi Arabia and the oil-producing countries have insisted certainly that they want to be paid in dollars. And so basically, the petrodollar has been the foundation of trade in oil. But now suddenly we find that Saudi Arabia is beginning to pull away from the United States. Saudi Arabia certainly is talking about getting the nuclear weapons on its own. Saudi Arabia is talking about developing a new relationship with Russia and with China. And basically we're hearing this. And only in the last couple of weeks, that Saudi Arabia is beginning to pull away from its dependence upon the United States and try to build certainly a relationship with China, which will soon be the largest oil importer in the world. The United States is producing more and more oil, and probably within 10 years, the United States will be able to produce enough oil and natural gas for our own needs. We won't need Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia then is increasingly looking to China as a major source, a major customer for their products. Ron, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, ever so much better. You go right ahead. We were just talking about certainly how everything is suddenly changing over in the Middle East and Russia, pardon me, and Saudi Arabia beginning to pull away from the United States, developing new alliances. Certainly Saudi Arabia talking now about getting nuclear weapons. There is a very real possibility of a nuclear war developing there in the Middle East. And we don't know how it's all going to work out, but I'm sure it will not be to the benefit of the United States. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question about what's going on from a financial point of view, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to. As we get deeper and deeper in debt, then we become less trustworthy. People have less confidence in us, so they start to develop other relationships. And, you know, the petrodollar was based on basically a protection racket where we were protecting the Saudi royalty, and they would price all oil in terms of dollars. But now they're seeing our weakness, and they're starting to find alliances with China and Russia and so forth. So I think it's, you know, when you look at all the trillions of dollars we've spent fighting all these no-win wars and conflicts in the Middle East, it's all about maintaining our status as the world's reserve currency and the petrodollar. So that obviously is unraveling and it's coming apart.
I share your concern. I think the average individual really needs to understand that our monetary system is built upon quicksand, and it could certainly end very, very quickly. It could end slowly. We don't know what's going to happen, but far better off to be prepared 5 years too early than one day too late, because this thing could fall apart literally overnight. And at that point, of course, there is no going back, and the people who have not prepared themselves will probably lose most, or if not all, of what they've worked their whole life to put away. We're in very, very dangerous financial times. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Remember, there is nothing behind the dollar. At one time, we had a gold-backed currency, and we had a stable currency. And at that time, America was the greatest nation in the world. But, of course, that is no longer true. We do no longer have a gold-backed currency. In fact, there's a a serious question as to how much gold we actually have. We do know that certainly a few months ago, the Germans asked to get the gold back. They, at the end of the Second World War, they turned a fair amount of gold over to the Federal Reserve System or over to our Treasury to hold. But they asked for it about 3 months ago. They wanted the gold, and they were told that they couldn't get it. They couldn't even see it. And they might begin to start getting it back 7 years from now. And I think that caused certainly the Germans and people all throughout the world to begin asking, does the United States really have any gold behind their currency? Nobody's allowed to see the gold. Nobody's allowed to inspect the gold. All they are, they're told is, the United States has the gold. You can just trust us. We wouldn't lie to you, but you can't see it. You can't have it. Why can't Germany have their gold? I suspect because we don't have it anymore. Go right ahead, Ron.
So, you know, to truly understand that, you know, the question people ask, why would Germany have ever stored their gold and all these other countries store their gold in the U.S. and Great Britain to begin with? Well, coming out of World War II and the Bretton Woods Agreement, that's when the dollar was established as the world's reserve currency. And all currencies were pegged to the dollar, and the dollar was to be backed by gold at $35 an ounce. So all trade had to be conducted in dollars, and so in order to the U.S., the bankers would store gold for everyone else, and they were just shuffling the gold back and forth as trade went on. But then in 1971, we did away with backing the dollar with gold, and that's when things started to deteriorate very quickly. But getting back to Germany, yeah, you're right. In fact, here's the way I try to explain that, Dr. Stan. I remember back in 1982, and for people who weren't following the market, gold during out the 70s went from $35 an ounce in 1971, and by 1980 it peaked at $870 an ounce. Silver during that same time frame went from $1.29 to $52 an ounce, and that's when Paul Volcker came in. They raised interest rates to 21%, crushed the gold market, drove it all the way back to 250. Silver got as low as 350. And then about 82, if you recall, Reagan had replaced Carter. And I remember in June the 21st of 1982, Reagan called a national press conference. And for people who were tracking things back then, about that time, everyone was talking about a 29-style depression because interest rates were still running 16, 17%. The economy was just sagging along, and everyone was expecting a depression. And that's when Reagan came out and said, "Damn the torpedoes, folks. I'm not going to allow us to go into a depression." And that's when he said, "I'm going to open the money spigot and trigger an economic recovery." But as the, and that's the, by the way, the boom that started in the 80s that lasted to 2000 as the stock market went through the roof and so forth. But gold also started to rise. And that's, people need to understand the one thing the bankers and the people running this fiat system cannot allow us for gold and silver to rise, because gold and silver is like the barometer of confidence in the Ponzi scheme. And if gold is rising, it's sending a message loud and clear to everyone, there must be something wrong in River City. So they will do everything in their power, and they have tremendous power to do it, and they have been doing it for 30 years or so. They will suppress and manipulate the price of gold and silver. So what kind of caught me by surprise, in early 82, you started to hear coming out of Wall Street, they have developed a way for people to earn interest on their gold. And if you understand that the biggest argument from Wall Street against gold from the beginning was it doesn't pay any interest, and now they're saying it does pay interest. So here's what was going on. They were leasing gold out to sell it into the market to suppress the price. So the example I give is, for everyone out there, pretend for a moment you're the CEO of American Barrick, the largest gold mining operation in the world. They're mining about 5 million ounces a year at the time. And I'm your banker. I'm the guy at Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs that every time you want to start a new project, you have to come to me to borrow the millions of dollars it takes to put a new mine online. And I give you a call and I say, "Listen, I've got something very important to share with you." And you say, "Well, come on out." Well, I fly out and I take you out to lunch, and you say, I've got something very important I need to share with you. The bankers are totally, totally committed to holding the price of gold below some price. Let's say at that point it's trying to go up and it's trying to break through 300. This would be like 82 or so. And every time gold tries to break above 300, here's what these bankers will do. And I give you a whole litany of the things that they'll do to force the price down. Now, if I can convince you they have the power to do that, what do you now know as a CEO of a mining operation whose responsibility is to maximize your profits? In this case, the best case you're going to, the price you're going to get for your gold for the foreseeable future is $300. And then I say, by the way, the bankers have authorized me to loan you up to 10 years of your future production, which we can sell into the market on your behalf to get the top price. And you think about it for a second and say, well, why don't we start with a year? Well, they sell 5 million ounces of gold in the market, which helps to drive the price down from, let's say, 300 to 260. You get the proceeds of that sale is up in the hundreds of millions of dollars. You invested in bonds, which were now paying 16% at the time. So the insiders have killed two birds with one stone. They've driven the price down, and they found someone to finance their bonds. You go to the next shareholders meeting, they've got you up on their shoulder. You, the cat's meow. You just pulled the investment to of the ages.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you got a question.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Certainly, we're simply talking about what's happening down the line. And I was simply pointing out that Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor. Professor Quigley was a left-wing professor who taught at Harvard and Princeton and certainly at Georgetown University. He wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which is classic. It's 1,348 pages. He talks about how the central bankers are working together in concert. I mean, the central bankers, the central banks of all of the major countries working together to create a system that will actually bring about a world government, but in the process of doing this, they're going to have to collapse the existing structure. And when they do, most of the people who are tied into the banking system are going to be destroyed. They're going to be destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown. And go if you have, but if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Ron, give us a call. We don't know when these things are going to happen, but we do know certainly that there's a very serious question as to whether the United States is really holding any gold or how much it's holding. They tell us it's in Fort Knox. They tell us it's in New York City. They tell us that we have nothing to worry about, but when Germany recently requested to see their gold and to get their hands on the gold that the Federal Reserve System had been holding dating back into the 1940s. They were told they couldn't get it for 7 years. If you have the gold, why would you not give it up for 7 years? What do they know that they don't want the rest of the world to know? If you have a question, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
Actually, Dr. Stan, we promised them 20% of their gold, but it would take us 7 years to do that. So they're basically saying we can come up with about 3% of the gold we owe you per year. All they're obviously doing is trying to kick the can down the road because it's obvious, as you say, if they have the gold, why can't they get it out? And it's obvious to me that they've leased that gold out. That was the example I was trying to give prior that. That gold was leased out to hold the price down. Now, and keep in mind, that was 30-something years ago that this started. So it takes years and years for some of these things to develop. And I really believe we're approaching the end game where more and more people are starting to wake up. You know, there was a major bank in Belgium, for example, that declared what's called force majeure. They told all their clients, I know you have gold stored with us, and I know you have a piece of paper that says it's your gold and you can come pick it up anytime you want, but we're changing the rules of the game. You must settle up in cash. In other words, here's a major bank in Belgium saying, we don't have your gold, you have to settle in cash. So it's becoming more and more obvious that the gold that's supposedly stored by the central banks is not there. And in fact, if you look at what's going on the last few months, the inventory levels that these exchange-traded funds like DLD and the Morgan Chase and the COMEX, all their inventory levels are just collapsing rapidly. So it's obvious that the gold is being squeezed and it's being shipped to the kings of the East. So it's just a matter of time before. In fact, here's the way I try to explain it. China and these Eastern Bloc nations are saying to these Western bankers who are manipulating the price, and they do that through the futures market by selling paper contracts. But see, every one of those contracts is an option for the other side to demand delivery. So I think the message is loud and clear. China and these Eastern Bloc nations are saying to Morgan Chase and these Western bankers, listen, you turkeys, as long as you can beg, borrow, and steal the physical gold to deliver against your naked shark positions, we will sit on the sidelines and let you play all the silly games you want to with the price. Because to be quite honest, we'd like to buy our gold and silver as cheap as we can. So just have at it. And so I think it's becoming obvious that these Western bankers are running out of gold and silver to deliver. There's been numerous articles over the last several months that Morgan Chase and some of these big banks are not only scrambling to cover their naked short positions, they're actually going long. So that tells me they're running out of gold to deliver. The one thing they cannot allow to happen is to get trapped naked short millions of ounces of gold and silver when they lose control of the price to the upside, which in turn, Dr. Stan, may explain why over the last months that they've been driving the price of gold down, because they, to cover their shorts, they just can't come in and start buying. They would drive the price through the roof before they ever got 10% of their short position covered. So they have to orchestrate a panic sell-off so they can buy into the panic to cover their shorts. I think that's what's going on.
And I think a lot of the people then basically have actually gotten into the gold market on margin, and suddenly they see the price of the gold going down because they're just going to have to sell at a loss. And basically the way the system works is the bankers make money, you lose. You don't want to get into any sort of a financial situation with them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. The money velocity is going down. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Contrary to everything you're hearing about how good the economy is not that good, and I'm basically in contact with people all across the country who have mail-order businesses or certainly have businesses, and they're not doing well. People are not buying the way they have in the past. We certainly see this reflected in our orders. We see this when I talk to other people doing exactly what we're doing, the same thing. I talk to people who have radio stations. They're having more and more people simply drop off the radio stations or drop out of advertising because they're not doing well financially. So basically, the economy is contracting, and you're not hearing about it. They're simply lying to us about what's going on. And basically, the currency, certainly the economy is slowing down progressively. You're not going to hear about it until one day they're suddenly going to tell the American people the truth. But right now, everything suddenly is certainly gradually sliding down. The economy in Europe is contracting. The overall level of unemployment in Europe today is 12.5%. Now, that's certainly much higher in southern Europe than in northern Europe. It's about 6.5% in Germany, but it's 25, 22, 23%, certainly in Spain and in Italy and in Greece, and up of 50, 60% of young people, 25 years age in Greece. You're talking about certainly 40, 50 to 60% unemployment levels there. The economy is having very, very real problems. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ron, would you like to tell people how they get in touch with you?
Yeah, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
One more time, and why would people want to get in touch with you?
1-800-595-0561.
All right, fine. And do you, you talk to people about what's going on financially? Do you have any sort of a newsletter or information for them?
Here's what I do, Doctor. As you know, I used to write newsletters, but there's so many brilliant people out there, and I don't consider myself much of a writer. So what I do is anyone that wants to be on my email list, I'll put them on it, and I read stuff every day, you know, dozens of articles. And as I see things, it kind of explain what I think is going on, and I'll just email that out. I usually send out an email a week or so to people, and they'll have 3, 4, 5, 6 different articles that I think kind of spell out what's happening. And that's the way I try to serve people. But, you know, the majority of the people, or a lot of the people that call me, are not economists, and they're not really in tune with what's going on. So it's really more of an educational process where you kind of have to help people to understand how the system works and why we're in such deep trouble. That's what I try to do.
Well, right now the economy certainly is contracting. Things are turning down. Probably sometime in the future we will have hyperinflation, but not now. Like I said, you're just going to have to adjust things and try to get your economic house in order, because we're moving into very difficult times. And those people certainly who are in conventional investments tied to the dollar, and basically we're talking about things like bonds and stocks and certainly annuities and pension funds or anything that is tied to the dollar, the paper dollar, they certainly stand to lose just about everything. Well, right now we have Ron calling from Wisconsin. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a question. It's kind of a dumb question, but I hear you and Ron and some of your other guests, you talk about selling on shorts. So could you explain to me what that means, and then also derivatives, the shorts and derivatives?
All right, Phil, would you like, could you explain to Ron, first of all, what shorts are, and then explain to them what derivatives are? I think these things are important. These are terms we, you and I throw around, but I think it's vitally important that the average individual out there really understands what is going on. First of all, when we talk about shorts or short selling, what are you talking about? And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, what is a short? What's a derivative?
He's really hit it on the nose, because that's two concepts that people need to understand. Shorting, let me give an example of shorting in the stock market. That's where it basically started. Let's say you thought IBM stock, let's say it just for kicks, it's trading at $100, and you think it's going to go down, so you want to bet that it's going to go down. So what you have to do is go to your broker and borrow. Let's say you want to short 1,000 shares. You borrow 1,000 shares from your broker, who's actually borrowing it from another client. You sell those borrowed shares into the market. That's what's called shorting the market. Now, you've borrowed something, so you have to pay it back later. So at some point, you have to cover your short. In other words, buy back the shares to replace the shares you borrowed. But when you look at what's going on in the stock market, especially with the mining shares, it's, see, it used to be when you shorted something, you had to really literally borrow the shares. But now everything's done electronically. So what's happening is a lot of these brokerage firms are shorting stuff that they've never borrowed. So they're, in fact, the best example of that, remember a few years ago, there was a company called Overstock.com, which was doing gangbusters in the market. And all of a sudden, the stock just fell out of bed, just collapsed. And the CEO said, what in the world is going on? And he started examining, only to find out at some one point there were more shares that had been sold short than shares that existed. In other words, these corrupt bank or brokerage firms were naked shorting stuff that they didn't have to sell. So shorting is a very integral way of these insiders, the way they control prices on different things. Now, the derivatives
applies
is
to gold and silver as well.
Yeah, you can actually sell gold and silver you don't have. But of course, if somebody wants it, then you got to go out and buy it. But basically, you can go to the bank, and or certainly to certain corporations, and they'll sell silver short for you. Banks will sell silver short for you, with the idea is that you sell it, and then of course you're going to buy it back later on. Well, of course, if the price goes up, why you sell it at this price, and then of course you. If the price goes down even further, you can buy it back. But if the price goes up, you're going to have to buy it at a higher price, and you're in real trouble. It's a means of speculation. If you think the price is going to go down, why you sell short, and then you sell it now at a specific price, and then you buy it back cheaper, and it's fine. But if you guess wrong, why, of course, you're going to lose your shirt. Does that make sense? Do you understand how that works? Ron?
Somewhat. It doesn't even sound like it's ethical or legal.
Well, it may not be ethical, but it's legal.
It is.
In fact, the real way to explain it is when you look at the futures market, you're trading gold contracts and silver contracts and soybeans and whatever, but all you're really trading is paper contracts. For example, a gold contract is 100 ounces of gold. Well, for every contract in the futures market, it's like a bookie operation. You have to have one side that's bet it's going to go up, the other side is bet it's going to go down. Well, in the past, what have you had gambling on the long side? In other words, bet it's going to go up. You've had speculators and these hedge fund operators. And I describe these speculators as people that wake up every morning and they say, should I go to the racetrack and gamble or should I go to the commodity pits and gamble? They're just trading paper contracts. But see, every one of those contracts is an option for one side to take delivery. But these speculators are going heads up against what? The international bankers who have unlimited funds to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Example, last week or week before last, in 1 5-minute period, these bankers sold into the market 16,000 100-ounce gold contracts in 5 minutes. If you see that kind of selling pressure in any market, what is it going to do to the price? It forces the price down. Then you got to remember these speculators are trading on 10-to-1 leverage. So once you get the price down 5 or 6%, you trigger what's called a margin call, where they call the client, they either come up with more money or we have to sell you out. Since they don't meet the margin call, they sell them out. So you see the market cascade down $1, $2, $3, in the case of gold, $25, $30 in a day. And that's how these bankers control the price. But see, their Achilles heel is that those naked short positions are an option for the other side to demand delivery, and that's what China and the Eastern Bloc nations are doing. They're basically saying, deliver the gold against your contract, and they don't have the gold to deliver.
And that's why they're still into having to give them gold that they actually belong to somebody else. But as long as everybody doesn't come and ask for their gold at one time, the system works well. If everybody went and demanded their gold, well, the whole system would collapse.
Sure.
And the old adage is, the selling short, the adage is, he who sells what isn't his and has to give it back or go to prison. When you sell short, you sell something you don't have. In other words, he who sells what isn't his. And then, of course, the time comes, and certainly they want that. Whatever it is that you sold, well, if you don't give it back, you go to prison. He who sells what isn't his and has to give it back or go to prison. Okay, now, as far as let's get into the derivative contract, because I think that's important. And once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, can you explain what certainly a derivative contract is and why it is certainly really so dangerous? Because there are hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivative contracts out there. There are far more derivative contracts than there are money in the whole world. There's only about $60 trillion in the whole world, and they're probably well over a quadrillion and a half dollars in derivative contracts. In other words, you have all these contracts when there's not enough money in the world to buy them all off. Could you explain how that works, Ron?
I'll try. Keep in mind that a vast majority of these derivative contracts are based on interest rates. So the problem we have as a nation is as our debt gets greater and greater and people lose confidence, and it's getting harder and harder to find people to buy up the bonds to finance the deficit. So one of the things, just as a way to explain how they do it, is the Fed, if it comes out that they're buying all the debt, then confidence starts unraveling. And by the way, they're already buying a major, major portion of our debt, where the Fed just prints the money out to buy the bonds. But another way they do it is the Fed will loan money to these big international bankers up in the hundreds of billions of dollars, who will in turn turn around and buy, they'll borrow the money, let's say at 1%, and turn around and buy U.S. Treasury bonds paying 4.5%, 5%, 6%, and they're pocketing the difference with just borrowed money. It's just massive amounts of money that's being printed to do that. And the problem is, and here's why the whole thing is starting to fall apart, interest rates and bonds, when interest rates rise, bond values go down. So these big banks who borrowed money to buy bonds to take that 4% profit on the interest are now seeing interest rates pressured up and the bond values are coming down. So the whole system is threatening to fall apart. But you've got all these big bankers using derivatives to protect. Well, the way I explained it, if you don't mind me giving a simple example, Duck Stan, try to think, Ron, that I come over to your house one day, and you and I are sitting in your den, and as we chat, I look at the coffee table, and I see a piece of clay. And I look at the wall, and I look at the clay, and I said, Ron, I bet you, if I threw this clay against the wall, it would stick. And you look at the clay and the wall and say, Ron, I don't think it will. And we get going with our egos. And finally, I say, how much are you worth? Let's say, just for kicks, you say $100,000. I say, okay, that's what I'm worth. I tell you what, I'll bet you $20 million it'll stick. And you say, Brownie, you're on. What have we both done? We've just both made bets that we cannot possibly honor. Because Dr. Stan just said there's probably in excess of $250 billion worth of these bets, whether it's on interest rates or whatever. And whenever the bets are called, the system collapses. Now, in my example, until you throw the clay, the bet isn't called. In the derivative market, until interest rates spike one way or the other, the bets aren't called. But what we're now seeing is tremendous pressure on interest rates to go higher, And as they do, it starts to call these trillions of dollars of debts, and none of, no one will be able to pay them off.
And basically, it's like selling an insurance company, but not having any money to pay off, certainly if there's an accident. And that's what a derivative is, and that's why they're so very, very dangerous. And as long as certainly the interest rates are fairly stable, everything's fine. What happens suddenly if the interest rates were to spike from, say, 3% up to 6%? Why, then the bank has to come up with fabulous amounts of money it doesn't have. And that, of course, is a derivative is certainly like an insurance policy, but no money behind the insurance policy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless. And let's go. We have Dick calling us from Oregon. Hi, Nick, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, please. Ron, from what I hear, mining production costs for gold run about average about $1,250 per ounce. Do you think there's any chance? I, from what I know, that would probably be a support level. What little I know about it, but at any rate, is there any chance? Some people are talking 700 gold. Is there any chance that we can break 1250 here?
I certainly don't think so. You got to remember that everything is based on supply versus demand, and keep in mind the bankers can't allow gold to go up, so they suppress the price down. But as you keep driving the price down to maintain confidence in the paper system, at some point you get below the production cost, which is exactly what you explained. So you're now all of a sudden seeing projections that a lot of the mining companies are cutting back on their production. So I just don't see how gold can go. I think we've already, to be quite honest, I think we've already seen the low, which was a little bit below, $1,170 or so.
And the other thing is, Nick, when the price gets down far enough, then the Chinese come in, then the people over in other countries, the Russians come in, and they start buying it because it's so cheap. So basically, of course, you can only manipulate these things so far, and then people are going to say, fine, and thank you so much for getting the price down. Now we want it, and we're going to take delivery on it. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, one more question on the 10-year notes, 10-year treasuries and 30-year. How do they maintain that price down? I know it's gone up to 2.7, I think it was 2.74, 2.72 today, but it was last year at 1.38, I guess. But it has spiked up, but it went up to almost 3% not too long ago. How are they maintaining that price down right now?
Well, again,
because they're buying all the treasuries, the Fed is buying all the treasuries themselves. Is that how they're doing it?
Exactly. Again, it's supply versus demand. So if someone doesn't step up to buy the bond, then in order to find a buyer, you have to raise the interest rate. Well, if interest rates go up, it squashes the whole economy. So to keep interest rates from going up, the Fed just steps up to the plate and says, we will buy those bonds.
And the last thing the Fed wants is for the interest rates to go up, because if the interest rates started going up, the whole economy began to contract, and they'd be in real trouble. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who listen to our programs to actually support Radio Liberty. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We certainly have a great deal of information, certainly written on what's going on financially. We have the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you haven't read it, written by Ed Griffin, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to study it. You need to understand the fraudulent nature of our banking system because it's a byproduct of a group of evil and wicked bankers who got together at a secret meeting in 1910 and planned the Federal Reserve System, which controls our economy today. And basically, it's just 100 years since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913. Here we are in 2013. These people have destroyed over 96% of the value of our currency at that time. And an awful lot of Americans are going to be impoverished before this is over. So you need to get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, if you want a more eloquent description of this, you can get the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Quigley. Or you can get the short version of that called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. So you can get, certainly, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, or None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and it'll give you a pretty good overview of what's going on. But of course, none of this really makes sense unless you understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on. And that's why you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get certainly James Perloff's great new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. He's done a great job. And of course, basically, the book gives the same story that I give. Of course, my book's a little over 100 pages. His is over 300 pages. But we recommend it. It's an excellent, excellent book. You can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us financially. We have to maintain a network of stations. We do have all sorts of stations all across America. It's in our afternoon, our evening programs. There's at least, the 4 o'clock program. We have probably close to 20 different outlets of one sort or another, radio stations and certainly shortwave stations and several internet internet stations, and you can hear the program on iPhone or iPad or certainly all sorts of different methods, internet. But certainly it's an expensive proposition, so if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, why we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this really is a spiritual battle. There's a supernatural component to everything going on today. There truly are secret societies. There truly are demonic forces at work that are intent upon destroying America, because America has turned against God, and when a nation turns against God, then God brings his judgment on that nation. My belief is that without a revival, we're not going to take America back. And that's why you need to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. We ask you to pray for, certainly, for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back in a moment for the next hour.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. And Bob was certainly ran a toy company, a successful toy company, doing very well until about 1980, 1981, we were approached by a gentleman who offered to buy part of his company, and they were going to make a lot of money because what Bob didn't know, this was a CIA asset, and they had targeted his country, his company, his toy company, to be used as a conduit for shipping arms to the Contras in Nicaragua. Well, it's a long story. We won't get into what happened, but that changed Bob's life, and ever since then, he suddenly realized that there really are secret and conspiratorial forces out there, and he lost his toy company. He's had an opportunity, however, to be on the front lines of this battle. He's put together a number of DVDs, which we do carry, and you can get them from him, you can get them from us, but they give you the background of what's really going on at the present time. He's certainly working on a DVD going into what is being planned for America at the present time. And basically, we're on the verge of some very, very dramatic changes. And basically, of course, one of the things is that the elite are making plans for a catastrophic event. They have underground facilities for themselves. Certainly, they bought up 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point lead ammunition. That's not for the American people. That's to protect themselves. They bought a massive supplies of food. They put in the Doomsday Seed Bank up there, 800 miles from the North Pole, so they will be able to have a supply of seeds when they start in all over again. These people know exactly what's going on. Now, who are these people? Well, they're the people I described in my my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Council on Foreign Relations, The Trilateral Commission, certainly portions of that, probably other covert organizations as well. But they know exactly what's going to, and they're anticipating a major cataclysmic event. It is simply by coincidence, you haven't heard much about this, but as of Wednesday, that's day after tomorrow, there's going to be a beginning of a two-day exercise. It's put on by the federal government of what would happen when or if the electricity was turned off across America. And it's going to involve hundreds of certainly of hospitals and hundreds of various government agencies and banks. What would happen? Now, this is a two-day exercise nationwide, simulating the electricity is being turned off. And if this is really going on, why aren't you hearing about it? Well, you can go up and look on the Internet. You can find out what I'm telling you is true. Go to your search engine and just type in November 13th, November 14th, EMP exercise or a loss of electricity exercise. You'll find it's true. Why aren't they telling the American people about that? Is anything going to happen? And quite frankly, I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But we do know that the other side, those people who really run America, the people who control the reins of power and the wealth of this nation and control our central banking system, who control the media, who control the army, who control essentially the banks, who control the major corporations, who control both houses of Congress, control our educational system, our education, certainly many of our churches, and certainly the reins of power in Washington, D.C., have a plan. Bob Fletcher, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Glad to be with you tonight.
And basically, of course, on Wednesday and Thursday, we don't know what's going to happen. Probably nothing's going to happen. But there is going to be this exercise, and the fact that most people haven't heard of it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, and I just hope I'm correct.
While the storm clouds, gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply saying that basically there are going to be a lot of things happening in the coming weeks that you're not hearing about. Certainly, Bob is aware of the fact that on the Wednesday and Thursday this week, there's going to be this exercise, this government exercise, simulating what happens when you turn out the electricity. Is anything going to happen? We don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. We have heard, and you can find this up on the Internet, that as of tomorrow, there are going to be Chinese troops moving into Hawaii, and they're going to simulate this, some sort of a catastrophe, and practice how the Chinese troops would work with the American troops in case of a catastrophe. We're told that in the next few days, they're going to be parts of a asteroid or a meteor going to be hitting the Earth over the next week or so. And then, of course, Bob claims that there are going to be all sorts of different exercises over this coming few weeks. Will any of these create a catastrophic event? We don't know what's going on. But the thing is that all of this is being kept quite secret. I was just reading and rather amazed reading the New York Times today, talking about this asteroid or certainly a satellite that is going to explode and suddenly rain debris down on our country over this next a week or so. Have you read about that, Bob?
Are you talking about the ISON?
Well, I don't know. No, they didn't give us a name. I know that you were talking about some sort of a comet. But anyway, they were talking about some sort of an asteroid exploding in the sky, or maybe it is the same thing. I'm not sure.
Well, ISON is supposed to pass through us on the 15th,
that's a Friday here, right?
Right.
Okay. What is this you're talking about?
Well, ISON, of course, they've been tracking that for a year, and it's a big comet. It's a strange thing because some of the pictures they've been taking, and I don't know if they're real or not, but some of the pictures that have been coming from individuals that have been following this thing coming in from way, way, way out there. Some of the pictures are showing that it may be, that it may actually be in three parts, and that's kind of strange. Or, of course, those could be falsified photographs or something. I'm not positive about that. It's still been out so far that only the best pictures are coming from NASA. And, of course, we can't judge NASA in terms of being honest, I'm afraid. Some of the things they've been doing have been really maintained top secret for a long time. And so it's a little hard to tell what's honest coming from them. And, of course, it's hard to tell. Sometimes people do, good Photoshop things, and it's hard to judge on some of those photographs that come from the general public. I wish they wouldn't do that, because we have enough problems as it is without having, with our government falsifying information. We don't need the general public helping them out by supplying false information. But the ISON comet's coming in. It came across near Mars a little while back, and for the first time, Mars, after being exposed to a close path, reasonably close, several million miles, but the path of this comet caused apparently some type of possibly volcanic generation on Mars. And for the first time, Mars has a complete, what they call a coma. It's the equivalent of the tail of the comet, where it's kind of a fuzzy glow around Mars ever since the passing, this comet going past. Now, ISON is supposed to come in, supposed to cross, I believe, fairly close to us on the 15th.
Well, now, basically, when you say fairly close, you're talking still a million miles or something?
Yeah, yes. That's a problem. Yeah, I use that term fairly close. Fairly close in astronomical miles or measurements can be, of course, millions and millions of miles. But the effects many of the astronomical bodies, comets, meteors, and what have you, and of course planets and things, the whole solar system is extraordinarily sensitive to any disruptive movement or action. So when you say fairly close, it could be a few million miles, but a few million miles in space terms is very close.
How could that have any effect on us, on our country, our planet?
Well, again, the question is, something like this has never taken place with a comet passing close to Mars. And then all of a sudden, you know, the day that it passed by, it's as if there was either a multitude or a few gigantic explosions on Mars, because there's now an entire, like a dust ring, a full corona reflective dust ring around the planet. So they haven't even been able to figure out. They don't know what went on there. And again, it was millions of miles in terms of closeness. It was quite a distance. You know, when we think in terms of our own distances, you know, from here to New York or from here to whatever, you know, and those are you know, thousands of miles, you know, but in terms of space miles, if you're talking a few million, that's pretty close. And something happened. So there's a lot of people that are worried. There's a lot of things that can happen when this ISON passes through our orbit, which it will do coming up here on, I guess it's Saturday or whenever, a few days. But what they are thinking it will do, the same as the 75-year comet that takes place and comes around every once in a while. What is that? Halley's Comet. The same kind of thing. They anticipate that this will go cut through our orbit. It will go on then to the sun. That's where it's headed. It's being drawn in that direction. And they believe that it will go around and be whipped around the sun and come back on out again approximately on the 25th, the 21st, or the 25th, or the 23rd of December. It will head it out, and it will once again pass reasonably close in terms of space miles, reasonably close to the Earth going back out. Now, a lot of people are saying that maybe because of the date's extraordinarily interesting, because the date would be related to potentially the Mayan calendar. Remember, everybody got excited because the Mayan calendar supposedly was 2012, December 21st, and at that time they anticipated some kind of an external problem or difficulty, or of course people were saying it was going to be the end of the Earth and all that. But coincidentally, it's kind of amazing because this thing, the ISON comet, will go around the sun if it makes it without getting burned up or exploded because of the heat, depending again on how close and all. If it makes it around the sun and then comes zipping back out, judging on all computer projections, it will pass extremely close to the Earth once again on December 21 or 22nd of this year. So you have a lot of people that were worried about the Mayan calendar 1 year ago. This is falling within 1 or 2 days of that same date. So a lot of people were saying, uh-oh, maybe we better pay attention on the possibility that the Mayan calendar estimate was only 1 year off, and that the December 21st date this year will once again possibly be the Mayan prediction
But don't you think they're really reaching on that sort of a surmise, Bob?
I don't know, and that's not an assumption of mine. I'm just passing that on. But it is pretty amazing that pretty much nothing happened, obviously, last year on December 21st, and when, in fact, it was predicted that it would be an astronomical kind of an event that the Mayans had predicted. But the fact that this is actually coming past Earth on exactly the day or the same within, you know, 1 or 2 days of the Mayan prediction. So obviously you have a lot of people saying, you know, uh-oh, we better pay attention. But here's the point. My DVD, I'm positive, putting together all of the things that have, that I have investigated here for several years. It's all going in the same direction.
No, but I think for our listeners, Bob Flesher has put together a number of excellent DVDs, which we carry. But he's been working on this latest one, going into the fact that the elite are planning on a cataclysmic event of some sort and made all sorts of preparations for themselves. And basically, of course, he is hypothesizing that this event may or may not be coming up in the not-too-distant future. Not sure exactly what this event is, but Bob thinks it's some sort of a force or comet or something from outer space. I'm not convinced it is, but I think that we certainly want to listen to what he has to say and give credence to it. He's done a lot of hard work on this. The most interesting thing is he's been working on it repeatedly, and for some reason, computers keep failing. He's actually lost several computers. He's put this thing together repeatedly, and it always seems to have a problem with it. In fact, he thought it certainly was completed, and you just got it back again. Are there more problems with this production? I mean, Bob's done at least 8 different DVDs, which are available through his website to us. But you've never had any trouble like you're having with this one, have you, Bob?
No, this has been outrageous. It's cost me a fortune replacing equipment, things, just extraordinary events going on and on in terms of throwing barriers.
Is this happening by chance or intent? Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob has had really a fascinating life, certainly the last 30 years, going back to the early 1980s. And basically, there's been attempts to kill him on several occasions. He's been working with senators and congressmen and certainly with a number of key people putting together various investigations. Sometimes he's certainly worked for government agencies. Other times he's exposed government agencies. Fascinating information, fascinating material. But right now, he's putting together this latest DVD, which we're going to be carrying, and is simply going into the fact that the elite, the people who really run the things from behind the scenes, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, other people call them the Power Elite, as the David Rockefeller refers to them as the secret cabal that he's part of. But basically, of course, there really is a group out there. They know what they're doing, and they are making arrangements. They anticipate something major is about to happen. Bob has put together this DVD, and time and time and time again, it's been sabotaged by one means or another. How long have you been working at this? How long have they been sabotaging this? And is it finally going to be available here in the next few weeks, do you think?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And finally, I actually, this should have been out almost a year ago. It should actually have been finished and out a year ago. And we had, again, so many. It's just crazy. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny. Whatever. I just kept my nose to the grindstone and, when I actually had to restart it several times, but it's headed towards the roundup here. We're going to finally be able to make it available. And again, I've waited until I physically have the product on hand. I don't want anybody ordering ahead of time. I just didn't want to get into that situation. But as soon as it is, and it should be shortly, we're going to be able to make it available to everybody. And the basics of this whole thing is, I discovered the weather control being put together as an actual weapon many years ago, back in 94, 95. And it took a lot of nerve to be one of the first few people that would step right forward. And I was covered by every major television news organization on the face of the earth. I mean, we had Russia, Chinese, Japan. We had everybody jumped on us in the middle of this thing when I came out and said that we had weather control operations to control the weather. And it took a lot of nerve because there wasn't anybody out there really talking about that. And to kind of be the first among one or two people that would start chasing that and exposing it, you know, it's the kind of thing like back in the old days, telling the king that the earth was round and it wasn't flat. You know, you get scorned and people saying, oh, you're crazy and only God can affect the weather and all of that. And unfortunately, bad people can alter things and have the same effect as if the God was controlling the weather. And I was correct with that, obviously. That's been proven to be a fact. So with this is the same situation. I'm dead positive that what they call the 10th planet, Nibiru, or Planet X, is on its way back in. And the very fact that the highest level of people in the world government, not just ours, but the worldwide highest level of government people have been, at least for 10 and some 30 years, have been rapidly working to accomplish what would be underground hideout facilities for the limited few elite for each one of their country, and the highest, the elitist of each nation in the world, any of them at least that have the ability to do it. And, you know, you have to apply logic when besides, you know, you need facts and all the rest of that, but you have to apply common sense and logic on these investigations. And when you look at something, you say, well, why would they be spending what amounts to being multi-billions and trillions of dollars of taxpayers' bucks to dig these holes into the sides of mountains and underground facilities and fill them with food for storage and what you would call them salvation food and whatever else you would need to survive, survivalist materials and food? Why would they be doing this all of a sudden and working like crazy day in and day out?
Well, let me just point out that there really is a Doomsday Seed Bank. You can look this up on the internet. The Doomsday Seed Bank, 800 miles from the North Pole, financed by Bill Gates and by Warren Buffett. And why are they doing that? Why are they spending hundreds of millions of dollars?
Trillions, that is.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Bob is saying something big is going to come about. He's suddenly quoting from suddenly Ronald Reagan, some of the things he said in the early 1980s. We don't know, but we think that the people know that something big is about to happen. And if you doubt that the people in charge are really concerned, let me suggest you go up on the internet and you get suddenly Janet Napolitano's farewell speech. It was on August 27th. You can get this from the Office of Homeland Security website, Office of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, August 27th. So Office of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, August 27th, go there and read through her farewell address on page 5. She makes this statement. Our country will at some time experience a major cyber event that will affect our lives, our economy, and every aspect of the human activity. And then she goes on to say that we're going to have to work very quickly. We're going to have to work very quickly. Well, basically, I tried to track this down. Actually, I contacted Janet Napolitano's secretary, and I said, look, I'd like to interview Janet and ask her what she was talking about. She said there's going to be a major cyber event that will have severe effect on our lives, on certainly our economy, and every aspect of human endeavor, and we're going to have to act quickly. What was she referring to? And the secretary said, well, Janet now is the president of the University of California. She doesn't have time to answer questions. She's not giving any interviews. So whatever it was that she was talking about, she's not going to tell us. But she did make that statement. You can find it on her website, and I have it. If any of you can't find it, we'd be glad to send you a copy of it. What is she talking about? And she said, we have to act very, very quickly, or very quickly, I think were her words. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And additionally, of course, James Woolsey, the former director of the CIA, said the same thing in almost exact same words, as a matter of fact. And several other people have at a fairly high level.
Now, I would point out that Janet Napolitano is a member of Trilateral Commission Council on Foreign Relations, James Woolsey's Council on Foreign Relations. These are part of the elite group. Are they just trying to scare us to death that that could be a possibility? Or is it, if it is, why is it they're simply deceiving us? Or are they really concerned and trying to get the information out? Well, I think that obviously they would not have certainly bought the ammunition. They would not have the underground facilities. They certainly would not have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there 800 miles from the North Pole. They wouldn't certainly have all the other preparations they've made, massive food supplies that they put aside, unless they thought something was going to happen. So basically, I don't think they're trying to frighten us. I think they're making preparations because they are concerned. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
No, they're not. They're not trying to frighten. And the truth is, there's been an awful lot of people. I was there. Most all of the most important ones I've got included in my in the DVD. But the no, they're not trying to scare us. The truth is, of course, what has happened now. I'm going to make a very well-schooled assumption here. When Janet Napolitano made that crack, matter of fact, she repeated it a few times, talking about the electromagnetic field force of some sort coming in, maybe from an enemy and maybe from the sun, et cetera, and that was going to wipe out our electronics and all that, and that it was inevitable and it was not whether it would happen, but a matter of when it would happen. And she said it a few times before, I believe, somebody shut her down. By the time you, a few weeks ago, by the time you tried to get an interview, somebody had told her, shut up. You know, you're talking too much. And there's been several people, and a good handful of them that I show in the DVD, that have been out talking about this, that were in the position to be believable. You know, which included, of course, the guy that was the head of the Naval Observatory for the United States Navy in Washington, D.C. He, a few years back, he finally discovered this planet, and that this was out there and that it is coming back. He didn't talk about exactly when, but he had credibility, and he was dead a short time after talking about it. He came down with one of these fast-acting cancers. So he went to the doctor. They said, gee, you got cancer, and this is bad. And in a short period of time, he was dead. He didn't even get to finish his report. You know, and we have a lot of strange deaths. As a matter of fact, astronomers that had worked on some of this stuff, as many as 25 of them have been killed by, you know, it's like the John F. Kennedy thing where you had all those witnesses and they all died from everything you can imagine in like 90 days. You know, you had people dying from car accidents, poisoning, suicides, every crazy thing you could imagine. And you had this ended up with this big list of dead people. Well, the same thing has happened with people that were in the scientific community working, trying to zero in on this Planet X and the related information on it. And a whole bunch of them are dead, period. They just, matter of fact, it was a whole handful of them that died in a single accident in Switzerland in some kind of a ski gondola, one of those things that runs, takes people up and down the side of the mountains. I think it was in Switzerland or someplace. There was a whole busload of them. They all died in one afternoon in one of these extraordinary accidents. So that's a part of it. It's not the big part, but that's part of it. But the big thing is you just simply have to, you want to use common sense to just say, hey, we're talking about the possibility of this thing coming back in. It would be unbelievably disruptive to our solar system, the heart of the solar system. And if it isn't something that great, then why are they doing what they're doing?
Well, but Bobby, you're talking about this thing happening Friday. Basically, is this it, or now, is it something else?
As a matter of fact, what this is, and here's part of it, we are now getting, and we've been watching this now, if people have been paying attention to this, we've been getting more meteor showers and more falling stars and more shooting stars and comets and all of that in the last few years than we commonly have over 10, 15 years. We had the Russian thing the other day or several months back where they actually had two in one day, right? They had the one that came by that we were watching that was close to the Earth. And then on the same afternoon, they had one that came in and crashed into Russia and injured like 1,100 people. And now we have this one coming, and I have an insider that told me about a week ago that, in fact, there's probably 20 comets that they now have recognized sort of the way they said it was coming behind the one that the Russians had. In other words, they're saying that this one we're having come now and that there's another whole handful coming in our direction, all right? And also I have to add this because a lot of people don't know this, the planets starting out where Pluto is and coming inward have been disrupted now for the last, I'm going to say, year and a half, have been disrupted to the extent that the temperatures are all going up on all of these planets. These are things that we do measure. We do keep track of it. The temperatures going up on the planets starting way out the far side of our solar system. Their orbits have been disrupted. And now, like I said a little earlier, I said that Mars has been affected, they think, by this one comet. But what's going on is this Nibiru, which is coming, even though it's millions and millions of miles away, it's coming back in through the solar system. And it is like a bowling ball into bowling pins, and it has affected what is called the Oort cloud. It's O-O-R-T. The Oort cloud, which is this extraordinary, gigantic cloud way out in the farthest side of our solar system. And it is like the Milky Way, but it's extraordinarily dense. And it actually is what you could call the birthplace of almost all comets that end up coming in here. And if, in fact, Nibiru has gone and has crashed its way through that cloud, which I believe it already has at this point. Now, again, this is where we get talking about distances. This thing is way, way out, and it's gigantic. It's like the Milky Way. It circles almost the entire solar system, and it is a huge, massive cloud of debris, all right? And I don't have numbers in front of me, but it's just gigantic in size and in content. And if, in fact, Nibiru has smashed its way through this cloud, it would be pushing in front of it a large multitude of all of these comets and meteors that we now have been experiencing. And again, if you throw 1,000 little stones in the air, 2 or 3 of them would come back down and hit you on the head. And not all 1,000, but nonetheless, you would get a couple. And that's what we are experiencing in terms of its effect. I also believe, even though it's millions of miles away still, I believe that's what's already affecting our weather, seriously affecting the weather. An example would be, of course, the storm that took place 2 or 3 days ago that was the greatest storm in the history of weather, the one that hit the flood, the Philippines, I guess, a couple of days ago. That storm had high winds of 240 miles an hour. It had a persistent, constant wind of 150 to 160 miles an hour. Not just, but that was the wind on the full time of 6 hours as it passed across the island. This is the biggest storm recorded in history. It took place just a couple of days ago. We're going to see more of that, and we're going to start seeing, because of the gravitational effect on everything in the solar system, that it's being affected already by this huge planet on its way.
But Bob, you mentioned that it's going to be suddenly on Friday, it's passing, and then it's going to go around the sun.
No. Let's not get mixed up now. I'm not talking about Planet X.
Okay.
We're talking about is a comet.
Fine. You're talking about the comet. That is not Planet X.
No. Great. And a lot of people, but I'll tell you, a lot of people are throwing that also into the mix. There's a lot of people saying, maybe this really is Planet X. This is just a comet. But it's kind of strange, again. Like, it's actually affected, it's affected Mars in a very strange manner. By causing some kind of storms, actually, on the face of Mars, and stirred up such amount of debris in the general circling Mars that it's now hazy. If you looked at it through a telescope, it would not be a singular, like looking at the moon, where it's just a crisp kind of a round planet. It's now got a huge haze or glow around it, and they're thinking it's probably from some volcanoes that were disrupted from this comet. Now, they don't know why, but they think that's what it is. Now, the comet coming in now, it may have an effect on it. I don't know. It's coming through, I think it's like Saturday, supposed to go around the sun, and on December, this is November, and in December it will be swinging back out and will have a second chance to cause problems. But that's not... it's not the Planet X, Nibiru. Nibiru, if it is the size that they have analyzed it to be, it is 5 times the size of Earth. And they do not anticipate it to collide with Earth, but they feel that if it is what it is, and it passes reasonably close to the Earth, cutting through our orbit 2 times, the same as this little comet's supposed to do. If it does that, it'll cause tidal waves, earthquakes, interruption with the electronics. It'll do a number on the sun. It will affect the sun to possibly cause extraordinary solar flares and all the rest of that.
All right, Bob, and then if Planet X is a factor, when will this be a factor? Will this be a matter of weeks or months or years or centuries?
Well, this is the problem that nobody has at this point in time a good handle on when we should be really concerned. But this is what kicks in again back to where this applies your common sense and my common sense and logic, and that is that the bad guys in government that are taking our tax bucks and making hideouts for themselves and filling them with food, they are doing it now in an expedited manner for the last 2 years. So they are not expecting it to be 50 years down the road. They are anticipating it in a short period of time. And again, I don't know. I wish I did. I don't know exactly when to really be concerned with this thing. But the Russians did the same thing. The Russians, as of a year ago, actually in 2010, they put out their governmental edict to complete 5,000 of these smaller underground facilities, but 5,000 of them by the first of 2013. In other words, to be done by December or so of 2012.
Well, because the Yamantau Mountain, they created an underground facility that would hold between 60,000 and 300,000 people. That's Yamantau Mountain. People can go and look it up. It's there's a great deal up on the internet about that. Have you seen that material? That's in addition to the 5,000 you're talking about.
That's included in my DVD.
Oh, you go into Yamantau.
So yes, sir.
This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. I've done the research on that. And the Russians really are making these arrangements. And Yamantau Mountain, underground facility, the whole inside of the mountain is certainly cleaned out, and they have massive food supplies, medical supplies, everything there to be able to take care of between 60,000 and 300,000 people. Is that those figures fairly accurate, Bob?
Yes. The figures I had that it was originally designed and it's completed to handle 60,000.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe that
depends. But yes, that's a fact. And again, people can turn their head on, or they can laugh, or they can say, "Oh, that's crazy," or "You can't prove it." But when the government elite are spending trillions to do these things, I'm not even talking billions.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Bob believes that the ghost cities that they built in China, 50 to 20 cities the size of New York, there's nobody in them, but they have them there. But Bob thinks that this somehow is tied in to their belief that there is going to be a cataclysmic event. And certainly we know the people in Russia are making preparations. We know the people in China are making preparations. And we know the elite in the United States are making reservations for themselves, but not for the general people. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that the elite think that something big is afoot, whether it's something from outer space. I don't know. And I'm looking forward to seeing Bob's material, and when he has it, we'll have it available. It'll be available through Radio Liberty. But whatever is coming down the line, something big is there. And if you haven't read Janet Napolitano's talk on August 27th before the Bureau of Labor, before the Office of Homeland Security, August 27th, the Office of Homeland Security, you need to get that. You need to look at page 5. And if you can't get it, of course, you can get it through Radio Liberty, although we'd appreciate it if you'd get it from them, because, of course, it's a lot of trouble for us to have to get it out. We do hope, of course, you'll want to get the material from Radio Liberty. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. If you haven't heard my talk on Sydney Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda, you need to get this information to understand there really is a genocidal program out there. We have a 4-CD set on population control. And then, of course, you can get my treatise. It's called The Population Control Agenda. You can get it off the Internet. Type in Population Control Agenda, Stan Monteith, or Radio Liberty. Or you can get this off of our website, RadioLiberty.com. Or certainly, if you buy anything from us, you'd like a free copy of The Population Control Agenda, just request it. We'll send it along without charge. We want you to get it. We want you to copy it. We want you to get it out across America, because there really is a genocidal program that is underway today to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And if you haven't heard my talk on population control, the secret agenda, you need to get that along with my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. As we said earlier, you need a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We do hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We've got some wonderful new DVDs, certainly, of The Final Countdown, Volume 6 and Volume 7 of my Pastor Billy Crone goes into the background of the spiritual forces that are at work today. That's The Final Countdown, Volume 6, and then Volume 7. Each one contains 5 or 6 DVDs. We do hope, of course, many of you out there will want to get the book. Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat by Victor Mordecai? That's Avi Lipkin. How to Protect Your Children by Barrett Schoch, going into what's going on as far with the educational system. On the Trail of the Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. The Power Elite, The History and Future by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and his other book, The Power Elite, The Secret Nazi Plan. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should get. And you also would want to get James Perloff's wonderful book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Truth is a Lonely Warrior. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, listen to our programs, and read our newsletters. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use your help. We have to, of course, maintain our network of stations across America for afternoon, evening programs. So please, of course, join the Radio Liberty family. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.